is Express FM.
Supported by Southern Co-op. We are passionately pumping.
Jamolo's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamolo, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever. Forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing "Play Up Pompey." It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Stepping aside, Pompey manager Kenny Jackett will not be on the sidelines for the next few weeks to undergo a medical procedure. The Blues boss will not be present in a physical capacity as it requires rest and recuperation time. We send our best wishes. We'll of course get into the big news story of the day later in the show, but with only 2 midweeks spare between now and the end of the season, the gaffer knows, although it's not impossible, the Blues need to stay focused.
And I don't think it's a problem yet if they do need to slightly extend it. I think 14 days could clear it up quite easily.
Winger Ronan Curtis will also be on the show as he looks at the packed fixture schedule between now and May.
We just keep winning our games and don't worry about anyone else in the league, and by the end we'll be up there or thereabouts.
We'll also be putting the gas under the microscope as a midweek trip to Bristol is on the cards for Pompey. So plenty for myself, Ben Chu and Adam Hillier to chew the fat over between now and 7 p.m. It's time for the best day of the day, because now it's time for the Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Hello and welcome to the Monday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. Proudly sponsored by Stagecoach Buses. Still running for your essential journeys during this lockdown period. Please follow the relevant COVID-19 guidance on board, including wearing a face covering at all times. I'm Henry Deacon, keeping the seat warm for Jake Smith tonight, who's currently feeling under the weather. So hopefully we'll see him back and ready to go soon. But nonetheless, I'm pleased to be keeping you company for the next hour with Ben Chu and Adam Hillier, who we'll hear from very shortly. But first, we start with the major breaking news coming out of Fratton Park this afternoon, where the Blues have announced that manager Kenny Jackett will be taking a break from the sidelines for a medical procedure. A club statement read as follows: Portsmouth Football Club can advise that with effect from this Thursday, February the 18th, Kenny Jackett will not be in attendance at matches or training sessions following a medical procedure that will require a short period of rest and recuperation. Assistant manager Joe Gallen will operate in a caretaker capacity during this time and will be assisted by first team coach Jake Wigley. Kenny will remain in constant contact with them both, while also being able to speak to the players via video link before and after games, as well as half time. We wish Kenny a speedy recovery and look forward to seeing him back shortly. So that is what Portsmouth statement read. We'll hear from Kenny in the second part of the show, so do stay with us. But here with me now to discuss this is Ben Chu and Adam Hillier, socially distant from me on Zoom whilst I'm here taking care of things in the studios at Express Towers. Gents, very warm welcome to both of you. Adam, I'll start with you. As much as, of course, we all love and enjoy football and it forms a major part of a lot of our lives, sometimes you need to take stock, don't you, that sometimes compared to health and well-being, it really pales into insignificance.
Yeah, evening Henry, evening all. Yeah, I mean, this news comes out today, it's bigger than football. Obviously, we wish Kenny Jackett the best and hope for a speedy recovery. But yeah, at this time, you just want me the best for his well-being, no matter what's going on the pitch at the moment.
And Ben, I suppose you kind of echo those same sentiments. Of course, Portsmouth are in a fight for promotion, but no matter what football throws up, anyone involved has got to look after themselves first.
Yeah, evening Henry, by the way. Of course, there's things a lot bigger than the game itself. Wish him a very speedy recovery and, yeah, hopefully see him back on the sideline soon.
And I suppose, Adam, there will be, in effect, the manager not being there. Of course, they're going to be well drilled by Joe and the rest of the backroom team. But naturally, when the manager's not there, I suppose there must be... it must have some kind of weird feeling there.
It's going to be strange for him, for sure. Obviously, we've got the beauties of technology, so the video link, I'm sure he'll be speaking to the players and staff daily still. But I think for the players, it will be a strange one, obviously not having the gaffer about the place for a couple of weeks. But I can't imagine it's going to change too much the focus and the overall message of what they need to do this season, and that's win promotion.
Ben, Adam mentions there the joys of technology and Zoom and Skype and Hangouts and all the rest of the other technological companies who I'm not getting paid to talk about their product. But on a serious note, the fact that they can be able to tap into that at half time, that he can speak to the players at half time. Okay, he's not physically there, but he's there to have his input before the game and after the game. How important will that be, the fact that he's in some capacity still able to do his job?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, being there at halftime, even on Zoom, I think it's important that he still gets in touch with all the players and it will feel like he's still there. But of course, you know, Joe Gallen, I think, will still do a great job and obviously keep getting the results. So I have to see how we get on.
And how important is it for Joe Gallen, Adam, to make sure that he steps up to the plate? Of course, he's a very vocal character and one of the more vocal number twos you see in football, which is why him and Kenny work so well together. So perhaps the jump for him is not as big as what many people would envisage.
No, I can't imagine. I think he probably relish it a little bit, an opportunity to be on the sideline and be sort of the head man for the next couple of weeks. But no, like you say, that partnership they've got, he'll be well drilled for this. They've probably gone over this nine and knew this was coming for a few weeks now. So I'm sure that Kenny's drilled him well and given him everything to go ahead for the next few weeks. And yeah, I can't imagine it's going to be too much of a shock to the system for himself.
Because I suppose, Ben, if you look at the Checkered Trade games, the EFL Trophy games, Joe does take a bit more of a front seat when you watch those matches. So, as Adam said, it's not something that he's not going to be used to. It's something that he's got experience of doing. But obviously the context of what he's about to do is going to be far bigger.
Yeah, far bigger responsibility this time, not just the cup games. I think with sort of coming to the back end of the season now, it's so important that we get the results. But yeah, I think he will sort of, you know, step up to the plate and all that. But you know, as long as we're getting the wins, I think that's all that matters.
Adam, how do you think the players will feel? Of course they would have known about this for a little while now, and of course they'd know that the health of everyone comes first. But I can imagine it must be a strange situation going from Thursday onwards, knowing of course Kenny's going to be there in some capacity and he'll be involved in some way, but he won't physically be there.
Yeah, I guess it is going to be a little bit strange for them, but I think the players know and the staff know that the job and the job in hand stays the same no matter if Kenny's around or not. Obviously, on a personal note, they're going to be maybe a little bit touched by that he's not around. Maybe it's going to be a bit of a strange experience not having a gaffer on the day-to-day spaces to speak to, but the job in hand doesn't change. The same results are needed. The same performances are needed. And Kenny will have told that, I'm sure, already. So I don't think it's going to overall affect them too much, or we hope not.
And how important, Ben, is professionalism going to be for the players? Because as Adam rightly mentioned, the jobs and the objectives haven't changed, no matter who is on that touchline on a Saturday.
Yeah, there's no room for error. I think the players obviously need to keep the concentration. As I said, coming to the back end of the season, it's important that we keep maintaining, getting those results and obviously keeping the sort of way we play our game and not changing that with, you know, hopefully that Joe will keep all the exact same playing style that sort of Kenny has over the last few games.
Does it help, Adam, do you think, the fact that Pompey are where they are, going into a promotion battle still, they got plenty to play for? If we were talking about a team perhaps who were mid-table, wasn't getting promoted, wasn't getting relegated, do you think we'd be having a different conversation?
Potentially. Potentially, I think that could be the case. But like I said, they know what is expected of them. Those objectives, those goals do not change no matter what's happening. It's the same in the season. If a manager goes, for whatever reason, is taken and he's moved on to another club, for example, while the team's in a promotion fight, that's the same goals then. So this situation, while it's a little bit out of the norm, it's not really seen regularly, it doesn't mean that it's going to be changed much at all. I think they're still going to have the same philosophies, the same principles going forward. And I think Kenny have already told them to keep sticking to what they're doing.
And Ben, reading between the lines of statements and things that have gone out across the media over the last couple of hours or so, it seems that it'll be roughly about 2 to 3 weeks that that Kenny will be resting and recuperating, as the statement says.
Yeah, a couple of big games in that time, I suppose. But yeah, it's just a matter of him getting better, and then, you know, we're back in business as soon as we can.
Because ultimately health is, and we've spoken about it so much, haven't we, over the last year, health, safety, well-being is the most paramount thing, and football does pale into the most important of the unimportant things. And football's been really something we haven't been able to talk about recently involving Pompey. No game at the weekend against Crewe Alexandra. We're squeezing games into every midweek that's about to happen. We'll talk about that, of course, later on in the show. But because we haven't had any weekend football, we thought on the Football Hour we'll treat you with some highlights of Pompey's midweek win last Tuesday against Swindon Town. Commentary from Guy Whittingham and Andy Moon.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey. Every second of the action is right here.
Shoots and scores!
90 minutes of passionately Pompey commentary.
He's gone!
This is...
You wouldn't believe it!
Pompey Live.
A bump in the road or something more serious? Portsmouth will be hoping to tonight prove that the past four matches are very much in the former as they look back to get back to winning ways and try and climb up towards those magical top two places in League One. Daniels to send it in. It's a good delivery, loose and put into the back of the net. And Portsmouth have the lead inside 8 minutes. And it's Ronan Curtis on target for the second game running, cushioning a volley past the goalkeeper. Portsmouth 1, Swindon 0. Bolton who heads it away, but again, lost again by Pompey. Williams edge of the area, shot from distance. Maybe clip the post on the way past. Miss a loop. The closest Swindon have come to scoring all evening. Still 1-0 Pompey. They break in the area now. That's going to be a penalty kick to Portsmouth. Sloppy defending from Swindon. Williams got the wrong side of his man. And Dominic Thompson fouls the Australian. And Portsmouth will have the chance from 12 yards to make it 2-0. Whistle blows. Ellis Harrison will strike it right-footed for Pompey and score down the middle. It is 2-0 to Portsmouth. And Ellis Harrison has his first league goal since October, his fifth of the season. It's Portsmouth 2, Swindon 0. Edge of the penalty area, Curtis to Ellis Harrison. And now Curtis has it to shoot with his left foot. It's well blocked. Loose in the area, Curtis fights to win it back. And he ended up falling to the ground along with Akin Odumeu. And the foul was committed by Curtis. The ball from Swindon into Portsmouth's penalty area. It's loose, a chance, and just over the bar. Goal kick, Twine with the effort, closest Swindon of... come in the last 10 minutes or so, still 2-0 to Pompey. And the referee, Christopher Pollard, says that is that. Perhaps not the most emphatic or entertaining of victories, but really a match that wasn't ever in much doubt from when Portsmouth took the lead in the 8th minute, and it's finished Portsmouth 2, Swindon 0.
Every second of the action is right here. This is 93.7 Express FM, Pompey Live.
So, and that was the best of the action from last Tuesday night as Portsmouth beat Swindon Town by 2-0 at Fratton Park in Sky Bet League One, arresting a four-game no-win run. Goodness me, what's going on here? So, gents, let's talk about that game, because it was so important, Adam, wasn't it, to get that win on the board. We knew the run that was coming up. We had teams towards the bottom end of the table after a run against the teams such as Hull and Lincoln. How important a victory was that, just to get themselves back in the run, back in the running?
It's a massive victory, especially at the stage of the season we are. A defeat to Swindon the other night, or even drop points, would have, you know, pushed us down the table a little bit. And it's so tight at the top. I know there's a couple of teams with games in hand. I know we've got games in hand, but it is very tight at the top of the division. So a win against a team we expect to beat, I think it's fair to say, and no disrespect to Swindon, I think it's massive for the confidence and it's a good building block, especially where we've struggled at Fratton this season.
And Ben, it's kind of been those sorts of games where Portsmouth have dropped points this season, and you just felt that that was another one which we couldn't have let go.
No, you can't afford to drop points. Obviously, no disrespect to Swindon being a bit lower down. You know, as Adam said, you can't be really dropping points against those sort of teams that you expect to beat. But yeah, I think it was a good win. Not the most of entertaining of games, I thought, but nonetheless a win. So it's good to get some points on the board.
I mean, speak about this break, of course, only 7 days or so on this occasion. At least going into that disappointment of the Crewe game being off, it's come off the back of a win, because perhaps it came off the back of the Plymouth game. Then suddenly, when you're stewing on a negative result, it really can play on your mind, Adam, a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think actually this little break that we've had is a bit of a blessing in disguise, especially with the season being so compact and dense, with, like you say, games on every week. I mean, 2 weeks in football the minute is almost like a month, a year away, because of the amount of stuff that is going on within those weeks. So I think this is a good point in the season that we've had a break, and being blessed with one that, while other teams do not have had it recently, especially with the congestion. I know we'll have to make it up later on in the season. But yeah, coming back off a win, that's good, and it'll be good grounds to go on into tomorrow's game.
Something, of course, we'll discuss later on in the programme. Ben, you look at the fixtures coming up. We'll talk about Bristol Rovers in more detail in the second part of the programme. You look at what's coming up, coming towards the Doncaster game at the beginning of next month. It's a run of four fixtures where Portsmouth would expect to get a fair few points from.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, quite a few big ones in there. Obviously, you've got to remember the trophy final too. That's coming up next month. And yeah. I mean, you'd like to think that we could grab a few points along the way. It's not going to be easy, should I say, but certainly like to think you could grab quite a few out of them.
Indeed. Chaps, thank you very much. We'll leave it there for the first part of the Monday Football Hour. We'll hear from you, of course, after this short break. And, of course, we want to just quickly, before we end this part of the show, send our best wishes, of course, to Kenny for a successful procedure and a speedy recovery. Hope to see him back in the dugout soon, because I know how much he will miss his football immensely. He was down at Haven on Saturday, and even that game he somehow managed to enjoy. So he will be in the dugout, though, tomorrow at the Memorial Stadium when the Blues visit Bristol Rovers. A game, of course, you can hear live of us on Express FM Pompey Live from 7 o'clock. And when we return after the break, we'll get the boys to discuss our opposition in further detail, whilst also hearing from Ronan Curtis as the Blues look to finally get themselves back over the white line. So more from him and my guests after the break here on 93.7 Express FM. You're listening to The Football Hour.
This is The Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
And a very warm welcome back to the second part of the Monday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM, proudly sponsored by Stagecoach Buses. Please make sure your journeys are essential during this lockdown period. And if so, Stagecoach are still running their services in a COVID-secure manner. To see how they are keeping customers both safe and happy on board, head to their website at stagecoachbus.com. I'm Henry Deacon, and I'm with you between now and 7 p.m. with Ben Jew and Adam Hillier, joining me socially distanced from either their homes or Zoom filtered backgrounds. You just can't tell which these days. We'll get their thoughts on tomorrow's trip to Bristol Rovers in just a second. But first, let's hear from Kenny Jackett. With the announcement of him stepping back for medical reasons for a while, Ollie Marsh first asked the gaffer to explain what's happening and how it's all going to work.
I need an operation on my forearm. They're expecting I'll be out around about 2 weeks, or need 2 weeks recovery after that operation. It is a precautionary one, and in terms of, you know, the COVID protocol, etc., shows you how, you know, difficult things are at the moment. But anyway, Joe Gallen will be in charge. He'll be assisted by Jake Wigley, and Nigel Gibbs is coming in for a short period. There'll obviously be, you know, the telephone link and the video link available to me as well. So, you know, I will be using that. And I'm really not anticipating being out any length of time or having any problems.
Yeah, and obviously you must have full faith in Joe and the rest of your coaching staff, and of course the advent of Zoom, and as you say, the video link, it makes things a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and we do feel we can negotiate this period as a staff. I certainly do think that as a manager I can do that. It, you know, it is the right thing to do at the moment, and for the players to have the best preparation for the upcoming games, because they are such a, you know, an important batch of games coming up as we head towards the run-in, and you know, we do feel that it's a very open division, but you know, we have the players and we do feel we have the squad and the attitude this year to keep pushing hard and go right to the end and do everything we can to get into the Championship and be successful.
Yeah, and obviously we hope all goes well, and we hope to see you back on the touchline soon. But onto footballing matters, you must have been disappointed with another postponement at the weekend.
Yeah, we were, but you know, the last one with the Charlton game, we went there Tuesday night and we won. So as long as, you know, when we do you know, go up to Crewe, which will be in April time, you know, we're right there and we're successful, then that will be fine. You know, we understand that. And also, you know, frozen pitches are just too dangerous. As much as you sometimes see muddy pitches, and they can make it difficult, but I don't think they're as dangerous. But when the pitch is actually frozen, I just think it's not good, and they're not good games, and the players are in danger. So, you know, I fully understand the situation. There was a lot of games called off right away, you know, around the country. And anyway, you know, while we had Saturday off because it was frozen down here, we trained Sunday morning, it thawed by then, our training ground was really, you know, in really good condition, and we've had good sessions on Sunday and Monday as we prepare for Bristol Rovers.
Yeah, you know, when there are these amount of postponements, do you think there's going to be a time when the EFL need to be a bit creative with how they're going to fit all these games into the fixture list?
Yeah, we haven't got many Tuesdays left, and when you throw in the EFL Trophy final as well, which is, you know, taking up another one with the Peterborough game going, you know, back a few days to the following Tuesday night. But, you know, similarly, it's a good period as well. And I don't think it's a problem yet if they do need to slightly extend it. You know, I think 14 days could clear it up quite easily. So at the moment, I don't think it's a problem. Hopefully there's not too many more called off between now and the end of the season for all of us. And then we can see it completing fairly. But, you know, for us anyway, it's a good period. We've had enough breaks where, you know, players have been able to either get fit or rest up, and you know, it hasn't been continuous. So, you know, I just see the games coming up as exciting. It's a great chance for us, and certainly for the players. You know, that they'll be, you know, really buzzing to get back out there now again and play.
Yeah, and on to Bristol Rovers. They obviously parted company with Paul Tisdale recently. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, we've watched Bristol Rovers a lot, but as you say, you know, a new manager or a caretaker manager in Tommy Widgington now. I know he has taken, you know, three games previously, but it is very hard in terms of tactically what they're going to do. But similarly, you know, like they do with us, we know their players and would know their options. And then after that, we concentrate on ourselves. You know, we have to get ourselves right for this particular game. This is traditionally a hard game for Portsmouth, particularly with how passionate the crowd are down there when, you know, when we play. Obviously, the crowd won't be there, but, you know, it can be a tough place to go for us. So we have to be right, concentrate on ourselves. We've had two really good days of training. The players have come in with an excellent attitude, produced a lot of quality on the training ground, and genuinely look like they're looking forward to the game. So, you know, as ever on Tuesday night, respect the opposition, but concentrate on ourselves and do everything we can to produce one of our best performances.
Yeah, and of course, with the postponement, it gives you a little bit of extra thinking time in terms of whether you're going to stick with James Bolton or bring Jack Watmore or Rasmus Nicolaisen back into centre-back.
Well, it's good to have the options. I mean, we want and always have a strong squad. You suddenly go with, you know, three out of your four sort of natural, you know, centre-backs being out, and that happens. You have to negotiate those periods, make sure you work on the training ground to organise well, and we have done that. And you know, fair play to James as well. You know, he hasn't let anybody down. He's played very well, and in the three games he's played, we've got 7 points out of nine and haven't been beaten.
And just finally, is there any other injury news that we don't know about at all?
No, there's not. The only players we have missing at the moment, you know, Paul Downey is just coming back now, but Michael Jacobs and Alex Basser are both unavailable. Don't think they'll be too long in terms of injuries. So other than that, you know, we have the same squad that was in and around the Swindon game last Tuesday.
So, and that's Kenny Jackett's thoughts ahead of tomorrow night's trip to the Memorial Stadium to take on Bristol Rovers. Game, of course, you can hear of us live on 93.7 Express. And Pompey Live will be live from 7 p.m. up at Bristol. Chaps, let's pick the bones of what Kenny's just said there. Traditionally a tough place to go, the Memorial Stadium for the Blues. But Adam, it's a little bit strange this time because obviously Tommy Widgerton's come in as a caretaker. Paul Tisdale was relieved of his duties last week. So you naturally, when a caretaker comes in, you're expecting a team to kind of show a bit of a reaction.
Yeah, and we have to be wary of that. Obviously, Bristol Rovers have been on a bit of a slump since January. I mean, they haven't won since January, so they are really struggling at the moment. But that doesn't mean anything in this game. I'm traditionally going to the Memorial Stadium, it has been tricky. We just got to do our job. Obviously, they've got new caretaker. We've got a caretaker come in. He's trying to implement his philosophy, but we will be aware of that, and we just have to carry out the job that needs doing.
Ben, will Busquets in fact see it as an opportunity to relish? As Adam rightly says, they've got a good record against Portsmouth in the past. They're going to be outsiders to win the game. There's no expectation for them to win the game tomorrow. So perhaps with the shackles off, you may see the best of them.
Yeah, quite possibly. And with the new caretaker manager coming in, you could see him get something from it. You know, I think they're going to try that a little bit harder. But, you know, typically they are good games when we play them. Difficult. But, yeah, I think it'll be a tough one.
And one thing to expect from Tommy Widrington, who's someone that that I know over at Bristol Rovers, he's the under-23s coach, obviously taking the caretaker role at the moment. If his teams are anything to judge by, they're going to be a very physical side, a side that'll get at you, get in your face, and they'll give it a good go. And that's something to be wary of, because they're the sort of teams that they'll fence. Of course, there's no fans there, which makes it a bit more difficult, Adam. But if you add that component in it makes it a tough evening.
Yeah, physicality is always something that pretty much makes an evil a level playing field in football. If you're someone who's putting in hard challenges on you, you might not want to go in for a next tackle that you have with them. So that's something we'll be aware of. But like I said, we need to just play our own game. We have been fantastic away from home all season. Obviously, it's not really, or it shouldn't really make a difference with there not being fans around. But for some reason, our away form has been better than our home form. And you know, long may it continue tomorrow night.
Can you put a finger on it? Why, Ben? Why the away form perhaps is better than the home form? Because as Adam said, there's behind closed doors. Okay, there's some home advantage, but there's nothing really major between playing at home and playing away nowadays.
No, I suppose not. I think I don't know. I think it's a sort of tough one to work out with no fans being there. But you'd like to think that just going away, having no one sort of in your ear, I think it's just a bit easier to play away from home.
And perhaps, Adam, as well, traditionally, we know what Bristol Rovers fans are like. We saw the scenes last year, didn't we? Obviously, with a bit of the banter, of course, after the 9-0 Southampton result. But down at that neck of the woods, they do get behind their side. And that's something that they're going to miss tomorrow. And I know it's something that, of course, that we will miss. But does it make it easy for the away side when you know that notoriously you're going to have a massive roar, there's a 12th man and it helps them get results, and it's not their form tomorrow?
Yeah, and especially as Bristol Rovers are struggling towards the foot of the table, they need that support at the moment. And, you know, that might have been something that gets them out of it. Unfortunately, they're not going to have that tomorrow, and that's something that we can use as an advantage. I think for us, I think playing away from home, you know, it works for us better this year because, you know, the wall of the Fratton End we don't have this season. We don't have that loud backing that we have each and every week we play at home. So I think that's maybe the reason why we're struggling at home, and away from home, they can just relax and just play the football that they do on the training ground each and every day.
For sure. And of course, you can get your views on this matter as well on the text. You can text Express and your message to 81400, tweet at ExpressFM, or you can email pompey@expressfm.com. Ben, this is the sort of game where Portsmouth, we spoke about a bit earlier on, really can't afford to drop points. The results last Tuesday, Pompey, of course, got the win. The results fell quite favourably for us, fell favourably again on Saturday. If we're going to be up amongst it, these are the sorts of games you want to take advantage of and kind of make hay whilst the sun shines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, without a ball being kicked for us on Saturday, all the results falling in our favour. In a similar position to where Swindon were, and, you know, just falling above the drop zone on goal difference. But I think, yeah, it's a must win if you really want to go up this season, especially if we're looking to get automatics. I think it's a game you can't lose, unfortunately.
And I think we've seen in the past, Adam, didn't we, that these are the sorts of fixtures that we can historically come unstuck in.
Yeah, and that can be the thing that derails a promotion campaign. And I think, you know, we've been here before in the last few seasons. I think the majority of the players that have been around for that time will know that this is a familiar position, and this is something that can't be repeated again, realistically. So maybe that adds a little bit more incentive to avoid the mistakes from the past and actually give them a platform to go out there and perform, and just perform to the best of their ability.
And how key is experience going to be, Ben? Because we're going to hear from Ronan Curtis in the last part of the programme, who's been here, of course, the last few years. He's been involved in two campaigns that didn't quite get over the line. So how important is that sort of experience? And also a little bit of that hunger, because they've been hurt, they've been scarred a few times, that actually that hunger to try and get over the line this time round will probably burn a bit brighter.
Yeah, absolutely. The players that have obviously been around over the last couple of seasons will know that they can only be even more determined to try and push away from the playoffs, avoid it. And if we do end up there, I think we've got the experience for them to know how to make those games work where they've not before. And yeah, I think, you know, you've got to hope that this season we do avoid the playoffs, because it's never an enjoyable route to go down.
And of course, Kenny touched upon it in the interview, of course, around the issues at centre-back. James Bolton's obviously been there the last couple of weeks, hasn't really put a foot wrong, but of course with Nicolaisen, etc., coming back into the lineup, it gives Kenny, Adam, a nice headache to have.
Yeah, and a bit of depth in that position. It's good to hear, despite the number of games that are being played on a weekly basis, that actually there's only really two major injuries going on. I mean, obviously pulled down and coming back in as well. So that is a great dilemma to have for Kenny, and something that I'm sure that he's discussed with his management about the best approach to go. But I think I'd be happy to see James Bolton continue at the back there, because he's been solid. And I think consistency and continuing that momentum is something that is really important at this point in the season.
Is that something you agree with, Ben? Because as Adam said, James Bolton's done a fantastic job at the back the last few weeks, but what you've also got is two fantastic players in Downing and Nicolaisen, who earlier the season showed, of course, their qualities. How tough is that? Because you know that you've got three good players in one position. Do you stick with the devil you know or the devil you don't?
Yeah, I think you've got to stick with what you know. Obviously, squad rotation's probably a bit more familiar this season with the sort of quantity of games week in, week out. But yeah, I agree with Adam in that keeping the momentum in having James Bolton at the back, I think that's definitely something we should stick with.
And we're going to talk about the big word being momentum from here on inwards. You look at the run of fixtures, it's Saturday, Tuesday, every week now, practically, until the end of the season. How important, Adam, as possible, because as we say, there's a lot of squad rotation that has to happen, is it to have as settled a side as possible?
It's very important, and keeping that momentum and keeping the wins going is also important. With the sides playing well, it's hard to argue, is there a need for changes? Obviously, in the current climate we're in, and with the amount of games that's going on, like I say, a resting an occasional player is needed. But I'm sure this season, our teams across all leagues have adapted to this. They have different, I expect, resting periods in between games. The way they go about things is differently. But I do think keeping the core team and the team that's performing the best is crucial, I think, for getting automatic promotion and getting out of this league.
And I suppose, Ben, almost counteracting that point is players will also know if they don't get in on the Saturday because there's a game on the Tuesday, they work hard, they train hard, and they show they're good enough to break into that 11 to give player X a rest, they're going to get the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in the games where you think, you know, it might be, obviously you can't take anything for granted in this league, you know how difficult it is, but, you know, maybe the slightly less difficult games, maybe those players, like you say, will get a chance on midweek and stuff like that to sort of get their chance in trying to push their way in the proper first team.
For sure, chaps, thank you very much for now. We're going to take a very quick break then here on 93.7 Express FM. You are listening to The Football Hour with myself, Henry Deacon, in for Jake Smith this evening. Please do get in contact, bring your score predictions for tomorrow night, your thoughts on anything to do with the Blues. Get in touch, start your message to Express on 81400. You can tweet us, our handle is at Express FM, or you can email Pompey at expressfm.com. So then when we return, we play fixture rearrangement roulette and ask whether a possible extension to the season's on the cards. If the current spate of postponements for various reasons continues, Ronan Curtis will give his say on Pompey's pile-up with a congested running in sight.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard test. They're a good side. They've got a new manager and stuff in, so they'll be looking to show their manager that they're keen to play. So it's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be easy.
He talks Bristol Rovers and the fixture congestion after the break here. You're listening to The Football Hour on 93.7 Express FM.
This is The Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM. Express FM.
And a very warm welcome back to the final part of this week's Monday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM, proudly sponsored by Stagecoach Buses. Where essential travel is necessary, they'll safely take you from A to B. Please make sure you follow the COVID guidance and wear a face covering on board. Head to their website, stagecoachbus.com, for more details. Please get in touch with your observations and thoughts ahead of tomorrow night's game. Bristol Rovers is where Pompey are heading to tomorrow, the Memorial Stadium, the destination. And you can get in touch with us by texting Express and your message to 81400, email pompey@expressfm.com, or tweet us. Our handle is at ExpressFM. Ben Chew and Adam Hillier are still alongside me until 7pm, when via a wave from the glass, which links the two studios, I'll hand over to Jeff and Aid for the Soft Rock Show. They're on air until 9pm. We'll hear from our guests again very shortly. But first, let's hear from Ronan Curtis. The Pompey winger caught up with Ollie Marsh. And before focusing on the game in hand at the Memorial Stadium tomorrow, he asked the winger if the team were disappointed to not be able to play on Saturday.
Of course, it's disappointing, obviously, after a good result against Swindon at home. We just wanted to keep the run going. And, yeah, I was disappointed. You work all week hard on the training ground to play a game on a Saturday, but got called off. But now we've just got to put that behind us. I think it's rescheduled for the 13th of April. But we just got to keep going in our games, win our games. We've got a good few results there on the weekend, so hopefully we can put it right tomorrow night.
Yeah, were you keeping an eye on the League One results? They all seem to be going in your favour.
Yeah, they was. It was brilliant for us anyway. I think Hull lost and Charlton lost and a couple other teams lost. So yeah, we just got to look forward. Don't worry about anyone else in the league and just keep winning games.
You were just about looking like you were going to start putting a run together, and that started by coming off the bench against Plymouth, I should say. How happy were you to come on as a sub and make a real difference?
Yeah, I've been here now three seasons. I said when I first come on, I want to score goals and assist goals, and that's what I do for the team. And just coming on and scoring or even setting up a goal would be happy enough, but I'm glad I've got the goal. And I'm on a little run now, 2-2, so hopefully I can continue that.
And Swindon as well, was you that broke the deadlock from that game? Are there things that you can improve on as a squad?
Yeah, 100%. I think we've nailed it down to a brick wall, really. We're very confident all the lads are going into the following games. And as long as we just keep winning our games and don't worry about anyone else in the league, and by the end we'll be up there or thereabouts.
And Bristol Rovers tomorrow night, what sort of tests are you expecting from them?
Yeah, it's going to be a hard test. They're a good side. They've not been that great. They've got a new manager and stuff in, so they'll be looking to show their manager that they're keen to play. So it's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be easy, and anyone can beat anyone in this league, and we've got to show our real side of it and come out on top.
Bristol Rovers, I think, has been a pretty happy hunting ground for you. I think you scored on both of your previous two visits there. Have you got happy memories of travelling there?
Yeah, a couple of times, yeah. Played a part in the first year I was here in three of the goals. It was stoppage time when we beat them, and then last year it was poor and I scored again. But yeah, I'm happy wherever I go and I start scoring or setting up goals. That's in my blood, that's what I do. And hopefully tomorrow night I can help the boys to win.
Yeah, that goal in your first season, I think it was just after you were joined as well. Is that sort of one that that really sticks in your mind? Because it was, you know, fantastic celebrations there with the Pompey fans.
Yeah, it was amazing. Don't know how many fans it was, but it was loads. They sounded mental when we scored. And that one does stick in my head, just because of the fans was right on, more or less on the pitch, and all the lads was over at the fans. So it was good. It was nice. It was a nice way to win the game.
Ronan Curtis there speaking with Ollie Marsh. Sounded a bit windy, didn't it, at Pompey's training ground? So much so, I had to make sure my hair was still in shape. Well, I hadn't got much left to look at anyway. But that was Ronan Curtis looking ahead to tomorrow's game against Bristol Rovers, as well as casting his eye on the fixture. Pile up, chaps. It's great to hear Ronan in such good form, hearing him so confident, Adam, because I'd say the last few weeks, he really has got himself back to what we think is the top of his game.
It's amazing what a couple of goals can do for someone's confidence. No, he's always been, you know, the player that sort of, I guess, maybe the poster boy for Pompey in the last few years, especially when it goes to TV coverage. And that's because when he is on his very best game, he is one of our very best players. So it's good to see him go back through a bit of a purple patch again, see him get back on the score sheet, and seem like he's enjoying playing football again. Maybe he was anyway, but I don't know, he just seems like he's really enjoying being on the pitch at this moment in time.
Adam mentions there, Ben, about Ronan being the poster boy, and of course he's a big name around the football club. But do you think perhaps the last few weeks he's been in the background a little bit, not because he hasn't played well, because he has played well, but the fact that we've been talking about other players, do you think he's actually relished that, and actually, because he's not being talked about, has brought the best of his game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that obviously when you do bring those sort of influential performances to the games, once you've been out for a little while, I think, you know, you put you back in the limelight, doesn't it? And obviously back then, where he wasn't playing so much, obviously he was ill with COVID, and then now he's back, you know, he's going to be looking to stay in the team.
You spoke there, Adam, didn't he, about how frustrated he was the game against Crewe on Saturday wasn't played. We touched upon it a little bit early on in the show, but as a player, how frustrating is it, you know, when you've got such a congested season? I suppose because you know you're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, any opportunity you've got to play, and any opportunity then, as a consequence, you can get to rest after playing, I suppose you'd want to take.
Yeah, yeah. I guess for him at the minute, personally, he's just relishing the chance to get on the pitch. He's in good form. He wants to keep performing on the pitch, keep putting in these excellent performances that he's doing, and then getting a couple of goals from and assists for himself as well. And it's, you know, maybe having a break wasn't what he wanted at this moment in time, but I'm sure he will appreciate just the rest of the season, just to recharge the batteries and go again tomorrow night.
How tough do you think that is mentally, Ben? Because you're getting yourself every week in the same mindset you do. You go through what you have to do on the training ground. Thursday, you go through tactics. Friday, if you're away, you travel up. Or Friday night, you'll have a nice quiet evening with the family before playing on Saturday. When that gets disrupted, as often as it has done this season, how tough is that mentally?
Yeah, I think it probably is really tough. Obviously, we don't really understand the life of a footballer, but I think, obviously, you've got to stay on top of your game. You've got to stay recharged, as Adam said. But obviously, with those little gaps, can help you, can sort of push you on and keep you fresh for the next few games ahead. But I think, yeah, it's probably really difficult, especially in these current circumstances.
But what it did sound, Adam, was he was mentally ready. He was, you know, whenever he needed to switch the match day tap on, he could do it.
Yeah. And that's fantastic, and that's an excellent sign for Pompey in the next few weeks. Obviously, we've got a couple of trickier fixtures coming up after this period with maybe some easier teams. We've got Oxford in a few weeks' time as well, so we want to try and get rid of some of the demons from last season's playoff disappointment. So I think that's for him. He's probably finding that he's finally reaching the peak of his performance this season, and he wants to continue this fine run of form that he's got going on.
And of course, give us your thoughts and observations on the matter. You can do on the text, tweets and emails. You can text Express and your message to 81400. You can tweet us. Our handle is at ExpressFM, or you can email us. It is pompey@expressfm.com. Just over 10 minutes to go then on this first Monday football hour of the week here on 93.7 ExpressFM. And it's the first Monday football hour of the week. It's the first fixture. We've got company on the football hour.
Apologies.
We got a special guest with us.
Bunny just got put in the bath, so tears before bedtime.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. I suppose Pompey will probably be feeling the same way about the fixture pile-up that's about to happen, because we spoke about it earlier. It's Saturday, Tuesday every week. Is there a genuine worry? We'll go to you, Ben, first. Is there a genuine worry that Pompey and other clubs in League One may not even be able to finish the season on time because of coronavirus, because of the weather, because of various different issues, cup games, TV games, that because it's so congested, so many games have been called off and having to be put into different places, there's too many square pegs in round holes?
Yeah, I think that obviously the players, more importantly, are going to be absolutely burnt out by the end of the season, but yeah, as Kenny said in the interview, I think he's going to overrun possibly by a couple of weeks just to sort of finish it all up. But can be kind of a bit of an issue if it rolls over any further, because you know, it might affect the way that we go into next season, and which we don't want, especially if we're looking to get fans back as well. So, yeah, you'd like to think that they can sort of find a way that they can finish it all up quite quickly.
And Adam, there's no risk of there being many players going to the Euros in the summer, so perhaps it would be feasible to perhaps move it back a few weeks and then readjust the start of next season accordingly, if so.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, it's been such an oddball the last year, the way the fixtures have been. We're not playing for months and then playing through the summer as well. Yeah, I think it's something that the players are probably prepared for the possibility to happen. I'm sure, and you'd like to think, that this sort of provision maybe was made by the EFL in regards to COVID. So if those philosophies were imposed for COVID and then we're having games postponed because of frozen pitches, waterlogged pitches as well, that they should be there also for this scenario. But I guess we'll have to see. Only they will know, the powers that be will know what they've got planned. But a couple of weeks, I don't think, would hurt, just to extend it, just to make sure that the season can be finished in the correct manner.
I can imagine if we asked this question to the executives at the EFL, Ben, they'd say there's no way they can do it. Wembley's being used as a venue for the European Championships. Contracts are in place to play playoff finals on specific dates, not just with Wembley, but also with the broadcasters, and that everything that's there is final.
Yeah, as you say, obviously Wembley being used for the Euros, it's going to be quite a tight fit for trying to fit those games, and if they do overrun, but obviously it might be looking at potentially maybe another venue for those playoff finals, I'm not sure, but you'd have to sort of see close to the time. I'm sure they are thinking those methods of how they can fix it, as you say, but it'd be interesting to see close to the time.
As unlikely as it is for the season, obviously, to be extended, do you think there's perhaps a more serious question as to at the end of this season, when you consider the fact that players didn't play for 4 or 5 months over the first coronavirus lockdown, was rushed into a pre-season whether playoffs were played or not for clubs, and then they've had to play perhaps the most congested season in the history of English football? Would there perhaps be a call, Adam, come the end of the season to say, the players have gone through a lot, they're probably burnt out emotionally, physically, mentally, and that actually maybe they need a bit longer off, no matter when the season finishes?
I mean, that would be the best way of looking at it, I think, personally. But I just have a feeling that that's not going to be the way they go with it. I mean, they'll want to try and get back to the traditional start time, early August again. And, you know, that might not leave a lot of time for players to, one, have a decent break and spend some time with their family, but two, for teams to then make the plans for the following season. It'll be interesting to see how they do go about this, because at the moment in time, obviously, there's not been a lot said about it. But I'm sure that's already starting to come into the back of some managers' minds for plans for next season.
Because, Ben, there's a serious point about it, and going back to our original discussion about the fixture pile-up, is there's potential, because there's so many teams going through it, there's potential that one could just completely burn up at some point because there's so many fixtures in such a short space of time, and players, management, injuries pile up, they just cannot cope.
No, it's a really difficult time for all involved, but I don't know. I think there's definitely plans for these things. Obviously, the managers, like you said, will be thinking about sort of end of the season, what sort of situations they're going to be in. It's just a case of carrying on for now and then working out closer to the time, but keeping it the idea of these things in mind.
But what Pompey do have as an advantage, Adam, is squad depth. They've got a very good squad. There's not many injuries now. There's one or two coming back. So from that prerogative, Portsmouth are looking quite good.
Yeah, everything seems to be falling in place nicely, which is good. And like we already mentioned this evening, the rotation is going to be needed before the end of the season, even if we are playing well, to avoid players burning out. And like I said, we've got a couple of players that are not far away from coming back off. So I think Kenny and the team will be over the moon that actually they have all the weapons that they want to deploy ready for them and fit and raring to go.
Well, just under 5 minutes to go in the Football Hour, which is usually the point where we get our score predictions and look ahead to tomorrow night's game against Bristol Rovers, and we could talk about it in a little bit more detail this evening. Adam, we'll start with you. Where do you think the game's going to be won and lost tomorrow?
I think we've already touched upon it. I think the physicality of it we need to step up to. But I think going ahead and just playing our own game will be the best way to go about this fixture. I think it's going to be a similar one to potentially what we had against Swindon the other night. We're coming up against a team who are really up against it in the league. They're going to be fighting for every loose ball, 50-50 tackle. And that's something that the team needs to be aware of. But hopefully, coming up against this team, coming up against the strength and the power that they might have, playing our game and playing them off the park will be the way to go for it, and hopefully take all 3 points.
Prediction from yourself?
I'm actually going to, when I usually come on here, I end up going for a draw because we usually got a game against like Peterborough or Sunderland. But actually, tonight I'm going to go for a 3-0 Pompey win. I think we've been very good away from home this season and I don't expect that to change tomorrow night.
Bold and ambitious. Ben, same questions go to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for a 2-1 Pompey win, because obviously the new caretaker manager coming in, I think it's going to be a tougher game than we imagined. But yeah, you'd like to think that we could grab all 3 points.
And very quick one for me. I know Tommy Widdrington quite well. I know the way his teams are going to play. They're going to be direct. They're going to be in your face. And I'll tell you one thing, from minute one to minute 90, if someone shirks a challenge of any kind of description, they will hear and they will know about it. It's a little bit about me. I'd like to see former Havant player Jonah Wayunga get a couple of minutes somewhere. I know he's fit again now, so hopefully he'll be in action at some point, but hopefully not scoring against Pompey, but that would be nice to see. But that, unfortunately, is that for this week's Football Hour this week. Ben, Adam, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it as ever. Take care, stay safe, and I'll speak to you very soon, of course, here on the Football Hour. And of course, all roads now lead to the Memorial Stadium tomorrow night, where the Blues take on Bristol Rovers in Sky Bet League One. It's floodlit football here live on 93.7 Express FM, where you will not miss a kick of the action.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
This is You
wouldn't
believe it!
Pompey Live.
Pompey's trip to Crewe Alexandra at the weekend was called off due to a frozen pitch at Gresty Road, so the Blues will now have to wait until Tuesday night when they take on Bristol Rovers away from home. Join us for all of the unmissable action this Tuesday from 6. It's Bristol Rovers versus Pompey on Pompey Live.
Pompey Live on Express FM with Aqua Cars.
And that is all to look ahead to very, very soon. So don't forget to tune in to Express FM tomorrow from 7 p.m. It's Pompey Live, Bristol Rovers against the Blues. Live commentary from Andy Moon and Guy Whittingham coming up from 7:45. But unfortunately, that is it from us this evening. My thanks go to Ben Chu and Adam Hillier for joining us. Thank you for listening as ever. Appreciate your company. But do not switch that dial, because we have a wealth of top local programming here on Express FM. The Soft Rock Show follows us very shortly before Dan Ogus scatters the roots from 9 o'clock. Liam Howes rounds the day off in a chilled out fashion with the Express wind down after that. And of course, tomorrow Mason Jordan will wake you up from 6 o'clock with the Portsmouth Breakfast, kicking off a great day of local entertainment to get you through your working day, whether at home or obviously working outdoors. Then once your working day's done, it's football time. Pompey Live will be with you every step of the way. Portsmouth against Bristol Rovers. The boys will be with you from 7 o'clock. Hopefully Jake will be back in the mix for that. Otherwise, Liam and Ryan will get you through all the action. Andy and Guy have got play-by-play commentary. And that is about that from us here on the Monday Football Hour. Thank you very much for your company. Thank you for having me in. Last minute standing for Jake Smith. Well, hope does get better soon. I know he's a bit under the weather. So all the best wishes to him. All the best wishes to Kenny Jackett. And until next time, play up Pompey.